What's up, ODs and eyewear lovers? We're talking the latest trends in tech and eye care. So sit back, relax, and defocus.
Greetings, colleagues, and welcome to the Defocus Media Podcast. It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover. Today, I'm taking this podcast solo, but I'm with one of my great friends from abroad over in South Africa. Friends and family, I'd like to welcome my colleague, OB Malopi. How are you doing today, OB?
I'm fine, thanks. And how are you, Doc?
Oh, man, life is great, man. It's Mother's Day weekend, and I'm pretty excited, and I'm going to do something fun and exciting this weekend. How about yourself?
I'm also very excited. My mother just came back from overseas right now, and so we'll be spending time with the family over the course of the weekend, just enjoying Mother's Day.
Awesome, man, awesome. Well, tell your mother I said happy Mother's Day. She has a very special son there.
I'll tell her that.
Awesome. Well, OB, I know you very well, but the whole world doesn't know you that well. Actually, if they don't know you, they've probably been living underneath a rock because you are kind of all over the place. You're well known in Africa. You're well known in the UK. But let me introduce you to my US friends, all right? Just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you went to optometry school, family, and just who you are as a person before we get started here.
Oh, super. Thanks for the opportunity, Doc. So I'm a qualified optometrist by profession, qualified from a university called University of Free State in one of the provinces in South Africa way back in 2008. So this year, I'm in effect celebrating my 10-year anniversary working as a full-time optometrist within our profession. A brother who's older than me by 8 years and a younger sister who's younger than me by 5 years. And they've chosen completely different fields than optometry compared to what I have. And what led to that decision of me going into optometry, in my final year of high school, I had to make a decision as to what will the rest of my life be like. And I spent time with a pharmacist, general practitioner, a dentist, a physiotherapist, and of course, an optometrist. And what I observed about the optometrist was that the optometrist had a very unique job in that his job was multifactorial. And what I mean by that, Doc, is that optometry is one of the fortunate industries within the health sciences that has a strong educational component to it, a strong healthcare component to it, and most importantly, a retail component. And what I observed with this optometrist is that all three of those areas or phases of optometry need to function all the time. And so that leads to his work environment not being one-dimensional. Each day is going to be different because as the optometrist, he needs to carry or wear different hats. And so that's what inspired me or led to the decision of me joining optometry and having this amazing career right now.
Man, just hearing you, I could just hear the passion in your voice. I could actually just see your face through the internet right now. I mean, you are truly dedicated to optometry. It was born in you, man. It's just something that I know you love. And it just reflects by just the way that you talk about the industry.
I'm very passionate about it because every single day we do more than just prescribe glasses. I believe that as an optometrist, we actually solve a problem that enables the rest of the population to be more effective and efficient in the work that they do. And so I love what I do. And optometry is fortunate enough to have so many dimensions to it that you cannot have a boring career or life as a result of optometry. And so I'm very passionate about this. It's what I live for every single day. And yeah, I'm having fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, let's talk a little bit more about optometry in Africa, in particular in South Africa. Let's touch a little bit on the school system there. You know, in the States, we have a four-year program. And when we're done, get our doctorate of optometry degree, get out, we practice. Tell us a little bit how the system works over in South Africa.
Super. So in South Africa, there are only four universities that offer optometry as a program at the university. That's University of Free State, University of KZN, University of Johannesburg, and the Limpopo University. And so with optometry in South Africa, the only thing that you need as a prerequisite to enter into the program is you have to have done maths and science in high school. And so it's also a four-year program. So straight from high school, you are able to enter into the optometry program. And after that 4 years, you've got the qualifications necessary to open up an optometry practice or work in the relevant components within the industry afterwards. The optometry schools, in South Africa, when you look at the numbers, there's about just over 6,000 optometrists in total in South Africa. But the number of optometry practices that exist in South Africa is just over 3,000. And so the total number of optometrists graduating per year from the four universities is less than 100, give or take. So it's a very huge okay. challenge at the moment, in the sense that with those small numbers that I've just mentioned, you still have the bulk of the optometrists preferring to work in very urban areas. And so the schools, or optometry schools, have got this challenge that when throughout the practical years of the student studying, most of the practical work is done in the rural areas, but immediately after qualification, none of those optometrists are going back into those areas. We all sort of like navigate towards the urban areas and overpopulating those areas. So one of the things that are needed in South Africa, I believe, is different policies, not necessarily better policies. And most importantly, the school program perhaps needs to change to integrate that post studying as well.
Wow, that's great insight there. You mentioned challenges. Let's elaborate on that a little bit more. Are there any optometrist or ophthalmologist challenges that you guys experience, or do you have a good relationship there in South Africa?
It's a touch and go challenge. And what I mean by that, our optometry program is not as detailed, for example, as compared to the rest of America or the UK. And what I mean by that, when we qualify here as optometrists, we don't necessarily get the opportunity to prescribe medication from the onset. And so there's a separate therapeutics course that needs to be done by the optometrist post their qualification in optometry. And you need to spend about 600 hours working in an ophthalmology institution in order to accumulate the practical hours. And so right now, there aren't enough ophthalmologists in the country who are willing to let optometrists do their hours in their clinics or in their practices. But it is changing slowly. So hopefully within the next 2 or 3 years, that will change, because how ophthalmologists see us as optometrists is very different from how we see each other. And so there's that. You don't have enough ophthalmologists seeing the value of optometrists from a therapeutic point of view. But outside of that specific challenge regarding therapeutics, there is a fairly good relationship in South Africa. There's only about 300 ophthalmologists across the country, actually. And so you could imagine that you're not having enough ophthalmologists scattered out sufficiently throughout South Africa.
Yeah, wow. I mean, there's definitely not enough optometrists and definitely not enough ophthalmologists. So yeah, ideally, you would think the ophthalmologists would work with you guys, because you're going to be on the forefront of eye care and be able to get those patients into their offices. That way they can help more folks as well.
Correct. Considering that we've got a population of just over 52 million people in South Africa. So 300 ophthalmologists with 6,000 optometrists is seriously, seriously a huge challenge in South Africa at the current moment. And for example, when you compare optometry to the other health sciences, there's an internship year that a physiotherapist or an occupational therapist will get an opportunity to do immediately after they qualify. Whereas with us as optometrists, there isn't a compulsory internship year that you have to do in a particular hospital. And so most of the public hospitals in South Africa don't have an ophthalmologist, let alone an optometrist as well. So, for example, I live in an area, one of the biggest cities in South Africa, or in Africa, called Johannesburg. And in Johannesburg, there's 2 main public hospitals that offer optometry and ophthalmology simultaneously. The rest are all private institutions, and Johannesburg is the biggest of all the provinces or cities in South Africa.
Very interesting. With not having enough optometrists and ophthalmologists, how does disruptive technology play a role in that profession there? I mean, when you don't have enough people, you know, you tend to want to jump into that world of disruptive technology. Like, are you guys using online refractions, or are you doing anything like that?
Absolutely not, because I don't want to say we're still far behind, but we're dealing with the kind of challenges that disruptive technology is not interfering with optometry as yet. So it's very, very interesting what's happening, in that a lot of the urban areas, for example, even those particular areas where you will think that disruptive technology will be a predominant factor in how practices are redefining themselves for the next 5 to 10 years, it's not necessarily an immediate concern for most, because they're still dealing with the challenges that the rest of the world were dealing with 5-6 years ago. So it's very, very interesting what's happening right now. You are starting to see younger optometrists who are saying, let us challenge the status quo. What our predecessors have done or have accomplished up until now is going to be completely different from what we're going to do. And so you are finding a lot of startup companies that are coming with innovative ways, for example, to sell frames, innovative ways to get frames or spectacles to the consumer or end user. And so it's starting to happen from the younger population as opposed to well-established organizations or practices. And so if you go to an optometry practice in South Africa that has been running for 50, 60 years and employing 30, 40 people, you'll find that it's the name of the optometrist that is actually carrying the weight of the practice, as opposed to the innovative things that they're doing in that particular practice.
Oh, wow. Very interesting, OB. See, I would have thought the complete opposite. I figure that Africa in general would at least utilize more disruptive technology, being that there are more people and more folks that are in remote locations or villages and stuff like that as well. With that being said, I know you are kind of a disruptor in your industry simply because you came up with an amazing company known as Vision Straight. And throughout Vision Straight, you have completely changed the face of optometry in South Africa. Can you tell us about some of the amazing and cool things that you have going on with Vision Straight for 2018?
Oh, phenomenal stuff that we're doing. So Vision Straight is a business management and service consultancy company for the optometry industry. As I mentioned earlier, over the years, I noticed that because optometry has an academic, a clinical, and business component to it, and all three need to function cohesively together in order for any institution to achieve massive success, we came up with a wide range of solutions and services that are pertaining to what happens within the academic space, the clinical space, and the business space that we provide to the optometry industry. And they range from marketing campaigns, business strategies, leadership strategies. So Vision Straight came about as a result of those observations and the research that we had done. But wait a minute, 80% of optometrists are all focusing on 20% of the population that can afford the services that they render. Whereas 20% of the population needs 20% of the optometrists are only taking care of 80% of the population. And for us, that was a concern when we started Vision Straight. We wanted to change the level of service that every single optometry practice or institution renders to the public. And so when we started doing our research, we looked at what makes the ideal optometric practice in South Africa, in actual fact, the rest of the world. And we discovered that the ideal optometric practice has five key components to it that need to be focused on by that particular institution. And that will obviously be the purpose of why that business exists, the people, the product, the processes, and of course, the profits. And so what we do in our work through Vision Straight, we look at solutions that are customized per individual practice surrounding those five key components that I've just mentioned to you.
Very nice. And how long have you guys been in business for?
So we started the business in 2013. And there's about a team of six people full-time employed within the business, each with various experiences and expertise, not only coming from optometrists, from an optometry point of view or background, but there are some marketing guys, financial guys. You must remember, Daryl, with optometry, academic program is so intense that the university does not necessarily pay a lot of attention on the business side of optometry. And so when we came about with Vision Straight, we said every optometrist, when they qualify, they have enough knowledge or information pertaining to the academic and the clinical work, but not so much the business. And so what Vision Straight does, or the role that we play within the industry across the world, is that we enable or equip optometry institutions and practices and businesses on how to incorporate business component of optometry within the day-to-day running of the practice in conjunction with the clinical and academic work.
Wow, that's phenomenal work. I mean, believe it or not, we have that same problem here in the States. You know, in optometry school, they teach us the same great clinical aspect. You know, you master the front surface of the eye, you master the back of the eye, but there's really not a lot of training in regards to the overall business aspect. We are starting to see more MBA programs be attached to optometry schools, but that's been a problem that's been in the States for quite a bit of time as well. So you really are ahead of the curve, ahead of the game in regards to the program that you have. And I can see the success online. It seems like social media is a pretty big piece in regards to your overall company there. How important is social media to your company?
Over the last 2 years, it has significantly changed our business tremendously, because most businesses are too focused on the products that they sell to the consumers. And we changed that strategy through social media. We prioritized the end user. We moved away from "you need spectacles" to "this is why you need spectacles, and this is how spectacles can be able to change your life." And so when we started having that train of thought, we realized that social media for a young company as ourselves gives us the platform to market directly what we do to both the optometrist as well as the consumer, as well as the suppliers within the industry. And so social media for Vision Straight purposes has enabled us to position us as a relevant company within all industries, for that matter, not only optometry. And so it really, really helps us to connect with the people that we're trying to reach in the most real and effective way, as compared to your mainstream older type of marketing mechanisms that one would have employed 5 years ago.
And I know that's how we actually met, is actually on social media. I think it might have been either Instagram or LinkedIn. But ever since then, we've been pretty much kicking it tough for about a year and a half, or maybe even a longer, right?
100%. And look at what has resulted through the relationship that we have established through social media. It is literally our book. We have sold, for example, we have written 2 books for the optometry industry. The first book was focused on the optometrist, which was a business guide for optometrists. The second book was practical guide for optometric staff. Through social media and innovative technological tools that we use, we have sold more books via social media than we have on a one-to-one basis.
Yeah, that's great. You have an amazing book out there, and I know it's definitely helping out optometrists and eye care professionals in general. But social media brought us together, and as a result of that, you and I are actually forming a pretty special project, right?
100%.
It's something known as Africa Media. If you don't mind just giving the world a little preview of what Africa is going to have in store for them for the latter part of 2018.
I'm really, really excited about this project that we have both committed to. iAfrica Media is the fastest growing media company on the African continent. It specializes in a wide range of media related instruments and gateways for growing the profession of optometry. And so we've got an experienced team of industry experts on our team, well-sought-after contributors, a panel of optometric leaders, and cutting-edge research and analytics. And so what the continent and the rest of the world is going to be observing and learning through the platform or the media platform is academic, clinical, and business specialty resources, advanced media and digital platforms, product and supplier informations like never seen before, up-to-date trends, technology and fashion, expert information, analysis and research, which is very, very important, optometric networks across the continent, world-class conferences, seminars, and workshops, expert advice on optometry-related topics, and most importantly, of course, continuous learning platforms. Why did we come up with iAfrica Media? Well, it's very, very simple. Africa as a continent, not only within an eye health need, but from a healthcare need as a whole, has got so many challenges, from distribution to manufacturing to access to healthcare. And so we identified that there was a problem in terms of what is happening in the rest of the world is by no means happening at all in the majority of areas within the continent. And so we came up with a solution that will solve that immediate need. And so the social media platform already that has been established for iAfrica Media has seen optometrists coming from all over the continent with various expert advice and expertise coming and sharing and learning from one another. And we believe that through this platform, we'll be able to elevate optometry on the African continent. And going forward in the next few years, all these massive conferences that are usually taking place all over the world, Africa will be the next phase of those conferences taking place on the continent.
Absolutely. And if you are in Africa and you are an optometrist or a care professional in general, just join the group, facebook.com/iFrica.com, and that's EYEFRICA. And we'll be glad to accept you. It is a private group. We talk about all types of issues, from legislation issues to resources to education. We post clinical cases. I mean, it's a great learning platform, and everyone is extremely active on there. And we have eye care professionals from South Africa, from Nigeria, from Ghana, Kenya, you name it. They're all over Africa. So it's awesome to see how optometry is practiced in different parts of Africa. But it's really cool and truly a blessing just to be surrounded by colleagues on the same continent.
100%.
So today is kind of a special day simply because telling the world about iAfrica Media, but also we're launching a new podcast, and it's going to be under the Defocus Media Podcast Network. And OB and myself will be hosting it, mostly OB because he's the man when it comes to anything optometry related in Africa. So we're looking forward to sharing with the world more stars from Africa and all types of good stuff.
I can't wait. What I've noticed happening is that many of our colleagues have identified the same challenges that you and I have identified on the African continent, and they are all excited. The majority of industry leaders, key opinion leaders within the industry, cannot wait for the podcast to launch, because really, really, the passion has always been to take optometry as a whole to the next level of excellence and success for everyone involved in optometry.
Awesome. Well, OB, what's the best way for folks to get in touch with you if they want to book your company for Vision Straight, or if they have additional questions about iAfrica Media, or if they just want to have you as a mentor? What's the best social media platform for them to reach out to you on, and the best email address?
All right. So the company website is www.visionstraight.co.za. Vision Straight is the word vision followed by STRYT, one word, .co.za. And my personal email address address is OB, the letter O, the letter B, at visionstraight.co.za. On all social media platforms, you can find us on at visionstraight or at obmalupe is the other handle. And so we look forward to connecting with everyone through social media. We are on YouTube, we are on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and we're very much active throughout the course of the day. But most importantly, how we see social media is not so much about us launching our services, but it's really connecting with people and showing them how they themselves can be able to build phenomenal businesses the same way that we have built VisionStraight.
Awesome. Well, guys, if you ever want to book a speaker or have a consultant or advice from an optometrist or an author or co-author, OB is definitely the man. And look forward to Africa Media and look forward to VisionStraight taking over the entire continent of Africa and I'm pretty sure the world at some point in time. And OB, we greatly appreciate having you on the show today.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to a prosperous 2018 further, Daryl.
Okay, it's a wrap. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with Defocus Media. We hope something resonated with you today. Please subscribe to our podcast and remember, we keep it 2020 around here. Pun intended. We look forward to seeing you next time.